Praise the Lord and welcome to this third week of the month of May. My prayer is that the Lord continues to bless you and that the Lord continues to open opportunities and connect you to the kingdom blessings for you this month. Talking about open door connection, uplifted kingdom opportunities, many times when we talk about connection and opportunities, many people live by luck. That's why you'll hear people saying, I am lucky to have gotten this opportunity. You will hear others say that it is by luck that this or that has happened. And that's why people have gone into betting, people have gone into gambling, and people have gone even into giving bribes for opportunities for connection, because they are living a life of being lucky. But for you as a child of God, I am here to encourage you. This month is your month of connection and your month of kingdom opportunities. And I want to tell you that you do not walk by luck. You walk by plan. And that's why the Bible says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." As far as connection and opportunities is concerned, for you as a child of God, is about plans. It is planned. And there are four things I want you to know about God's plan for you. Number one is that they are known plans. God is not guessing what to do about you. He knows the plans that he has for you. And therefore, you can rest assured that opportunities will come your way according to God's plan. But secondly, they are prosperous plans. That's why he's saying they are not for harm, but to prosper you. And maybe you are in a situation right now and you're thinking it is for harm. I am here to encourage you that according to God's plan, it is for prosperity. But thirdly, they are hopeful plans to give you a hope. That is what God's plan is for your life. That even when you find yourself in a hopeless situation, his plan for you is to give you hope, is for you to hold on and to hold you in his hope. But fourthly, they are not plans without direction. God has a destiny for you, and therefore they are destiny plans. He tells them that the destiny is about the future. You may probably are looking at now, but I want to encourage you, there is a future for you that is in God's hands, because God's plans for you are for the future, for the destiny that he has for you. Therefore, I encourage you this month, may you seize the opportunities and may the Lord connect you to those opportunities according to his plan, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.